Susan was having a bad day. Now, not just a bad day, a terrible day. An awful, bad, terrible, horrible, no good day. From the moment she woke up, everything had gone wrong. She overslept to begin with. The alarm had gone off annoyingly on time, as usual. But in her fatigued state, she had slapped the clock and pulled the covers back over her head and fallen asleep, and she might have stayed that way for hours had her nightmares not woken her up. She had the same nightmare over and over about being back in school and realizing it was the end of the semester and time for finals, but she'd never gone to any of her classes. In fact, hadn't even realized she had been signed up for the classes until the end of the semester, and now she was going to fail everything because, of course, she'd never gone to the classes she didn't even know she had. Why did she keep dreaming this stupid dream over and over as if she had forgotten something really important in her life until it was too late? As always, she woke up from the dreaded dream in a cold sweat, but grateful to be awake and realize it was just a dream, a bad dream. And then she looked over at the clock and saw that it was an hour later than it should have been, and she was going to be late for work, and this wasn't a nightmare. This was real life. She took a quick 2-minute shower and grabbed her suitcase and a granola bar and sped off in her car, putting on a bit of makeup at every red light and then swearing at the red lights, which made her later to work, and then at the green lights, which kept her from completing her makeup job. The secretary glanced at Susan as she spilled through the door of the office and touched her own chin to indicate discreetly that Susan had a bit of granola stuck to hers. So Susan wiped her chin with the back of her hand and then groaned when she realized she'd just smeared lipstick on the cuff of her white blouse. There was no time to go to the restroom to wash it off. The meeting she was supposed to be in had already started. There wasn't even any way she could slip into the meeting room quietly. It was a small room, and her boss glared at her as she slid into her seat. She flopped her briefcase down on the table in front of her and would have knocked over the styrofoam cup of mocha latte had the guy next to her not reached out and caught it just in time. Susan couldn't concentrate on the reports her colleagues had so carefully prepared. Her mind kept jumping from one worry to the next. Did she leave enough water for the cat? Would her neighbor remember to pick up the mail while she was out of town? Oh, did she pack her medicine enough so she had a few extra pills in case one washed down the drain like it had the last time she'd been on a business trip? When it came time for her presentation, she ran on autopilot, not even daring to look over at his boss lest his perpetual frown cause her to lose her concentration. I mean, why couldn't the guy smile once in a while, for heaven's sakes? Would it be that hard for him to smile, or had his facial muscles forgotten how? At lunch, she sat in cafeteria with her usual friends. They only talked at work, and then only about work, what the stock market was doing that day, and who was getting a raise, and why did Todd get the office in the corner window, and did you notice Lisa was traveling with the boss a little more than anyone else, and yap, yap, yap. Susan jabbed a piece of lettuce with her fork, trying to join in the conversation, but secretly imagining herself jabbing the fork into the arm of that annoying new guy who kept leering at her and bumping her knee under the table. By the time Susan got to the airport, she was in a foul mood, intensified by the foul weather that caused a foul delay and the foul flight she was supposed to be on to that foul city she didn't like going to in the first place. She bought a magazine to read, and while she was waiting for the next outgoing flight, flipping through the articles, which always seemed to be the same. How to lose 10 pounds before spring, and new ways to spark up your love life, and all the latest celebrity gossip, and what you should know about making money. Susan grimaced at the skinny models of their perfect legs while she downed a bag of M&Ms and watched the hassled mother in the next row of seats struggle to balance a crying infant and keep her wiggly toddler from eating the French fries that had fallen out of the bag onto the floor. Oh, great, she thought. I'll probably be seated next to them on my flight. Just the possibility made her grit her teeth. Why did people with little kids have to fly on airplanes anyway? After a two-hour delay, her flight finally took off. And even though the woman with the baby and toddler were seated several rows behind her, she could hear them fussing and whining. She ordered a set of headphones to drown out the racket, but the man sitting next to her kept poking her and wanting to chat and ask about inane questions like, where was she from, and had she read any good books lately? And isn't it a pity they didn't serve those lovely meals on the airlines anymore? Susan hunched against the window and closed her eyes and pretended to sleep, but then the guy took the bag of pretzels the flight attendant was going to pass to her but didn't because she was sleeping, or at least she looked like she was. And now here she was in her hotel room, unpacking her suitcase and heaving a sigh of relief when she found she did pack that extra medicine after all. At least one thing had gone right that day. She showered and put on her pajamas and crawled into bed with the sandwich she'd bought at the airport and the remote control to the TV. She flicked from channel to channel, hoping to find some good movie, but all that was on was the news, which depressed her, and a couple of game shows, which she'd already seen, and at least three of those awful reality shows where people let tarantulas crawl on their face or eat bugs or did whatever they could to get the other contestants booted off the show. Disgusted, she turned off the TV and ate the sandwich, which was soggy by now. She wished she were back in her own bed, in her own home, where at least she knew the sheets had been washed on a regular basis. She got restless and got up and started poking around the room, gathering up the little notepads and pens and shampoo samples and stuffing them away in her suitcase. Hey, maybe she could find some stationery and envelopes to take home. She always felt a little deceitful doing this, even though she knew the hotel put these things in the rooms knowing people would take them. So looking for the envelopes and paper, she slid open the drawer in the nightstand, but there was no stationery there, only one of those Bibles put there by the Gideons, whoever the Gideons were. She started to shut the drawer, but then stopped and, oh, what the heck, took the Bible out and opened it up. Susan hadn't read a Bible in a long time. She went to church when she could, but rarely took time to read the Bible on her own. So where to begin? She had no idea, so she did what some people do, and she just let the Bible flop open in the middle, and there was the book of Psalms. Well, that was as good a place to start as any, she decided, so she started to read. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. Who had time to meditate on the law of the Lord, she thought, day and night to boot? Her days were busy at work. Her evenings were already full, paying bills and cleaning house and answering email and finishing the work she hadn't had time to do at the office. Meditate on God's word? Well, that wasn't on her agenda. But she was drawn back to the opening line of the psalm. Happy are those. Happy. What a concept. She wondered when she had last felt happy. Happy are those, she read again. Their delight is in the law of the Lord. And when she got to the lines about being like a tree planted by streams of water, the tears were streaming down her face. Oh, God, she cried, what has happened to me? Where have you been? Where have I been? Why have I let my Bible gather dust and not taken time to read your word? And as her heart spoke these words, She realized with a start that she was praying, praying in a way that she hadn't prayed in a long, long time. Her prayers had been so perfunctory, a haphazard mumbling to God when she needed something, or an angry silence when God didn't answer her the way she wanted. When was the last time she prayed, believing that God was listening? She kept reading through the Psalms, devouring the words, startled to rediscover in these words that these were the words of people who also cried out to God for help, who also felt angry and lonely and scared and happy. Happy not because everything in their lives was peachy keen, or because they were successful or popular or famous, but happy because they had faith in God. She'd never thought of the Bible as having anything important to say to her. She'd always considered it to be some outdated, irrelevant history book full of moralistic stories, boring genealogies, and all the awful stuff that God did when someone fell out of line. She'd heard the preacher say time and time again in church that in Jesus God showed how much God loved the world. But the words never really sank in. Why would Jesus care about her? Jesus loves me, this I don't know, she thought. Well, maybe that was because she hadn't spent much time getting to know Jesus. But as she read through the Psalms, read about people who weren't perfect, who sometimes even seemed to be shouting at God, a tiny spark flickered in her heart. Maybe if God loved people who felt sad and confused and even angry, then perhaps God could love her too. It was hard to feel God's love when she kept company with negative people all day long, people whose company she didn't care to keep. And then it hit her. She had been so busy finding fault in everyone around her, she was the one who hadn't been good company. She'd been sending out a lot of negative vibes without anyone else's help. When was the last time she had smiled at her boss? He wasn't the only one who sprouted a perpetual frown. And the frazzled mother with the two little kids at the airport, why hadn't she offered to help? She could have read a story to the toddler, or at least given a kind word of support to that mother. And as for the boring guy on the plane, well, maybe he just needed someone to talk to. Maybe he was lonely, too. Happy are those whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who take time to concentrate on heavenly things, who drink from the stream that never dries up. She closed the Bible, but instead of returning it to the drawer, she set it on the nightstand next to the alarm clock. In the morning, instead of hitting the snooze button, she'd read a few more Psalms. It sure would be a better way to start the day than the way she had been doing. It was time, she thought, to start keeping better company so that she would be better company too, to find her way back to God's company, to read the Bible, well, maybe not day and night, but more often than in a hotel room every now and then. She had a long way to go, she knew, but she'd already made the first step. At least, it was a start. Pray with me. Lord, we rejoice in you always. Indeed, we rejoice. Let our gentleness be made known to everyone, for you are near. Help us not to worry about anything, but in everything, with supplication and thanksgiving, let our requests be turned over to you. And your peace, which surpasses all understanding, will indeed guard our hearts and our minds in our Savior Jesus Christ. And let all God's people say, Amen.